Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos.
That's me.
All hail King Kostos.
Also me.
All hail King Kostos.
Also me.
Not quite a crown, but you got a tie on today.
See, it's the first time in history the prop king actually is dressing the part. Don't look like a schlub.
Well, to be fair, in season one you had the Burger King crown, and then it hurt your head, so you stopped wearing.
Well,
it.
That was season two, and that was from our guy Mitch Rosen, who I know is watching and listening to the show right now. The 670 The Score in Chicago,
real ones remember,
and also
real ones
just great stuff from the BetQL networks. Mitch sent me this crown, which is like the thought was great, and then I put it on, and it immediately gave me a migraine. And I tried to take it off, and it pulled like hairs out of my head, and I'm way too vain and insecure to have that happen. So. Unfortunately, Mitch, we had to do away with the crown.
It was banished to the dungeon.
It's banished to my royal garbage can. Maybe it was picked up. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. The New York City is
traipsed over to the royal dumpster and put the crown in it.
and my royal sanitation workers in New York City have traipsed over to my royal not going to work today line as well.
Right.
So maybe the crown's still sitting outside in the garbage.
My royal holiday weekend. Yeah.
That's all right. To the props now. Shout out to the great sanitation workers in New York City. We love you. Okay, prop thoughts now. We begin in thy royal Foxborough, Massachusetts, with the Patriots and thy royal Titans. Prop King has said, this game's got to get a little loose for Tennessee to keep it close. There's no way that Mike Vrabel and company are rolling out there and they're running like a conventional sort of deal today. I think they're going to pull out all the stops. We could see some trickeration, some fake punts, maybe a fake field goal, etc. here. So I think one of the things that Tennessee needs to do as part of their offense today, I think they need to get Ryan Tannehill's legs involved in the game plan. I think that makes a lot of sense. Also, you would imagine that Tannehill, given the fact that the Titans don't have any receivers that are worthy of any respect in the passing game, he's probably going to be running for his life today. Like, why wouldn't the Patriots blitz him? Like, what's he going to do? Throw it to A.J. Brown? IR. Julio Jones? IR. Derrick Henry? Foot injury. Not happening. Ryan Tannehill, over 8.5 rushing yards. I will say, do feel like the Titans are going to use Deonte Foreman today. My guy, Deonte Foreman. Like a battering ram today. They're going to have to try and run the ball. Try and keep the ball out of the hands. Mac Jones and the Patriots. Try and shorten the game as best they can. Deonte Foreman, over 13.5 carries. Really like that bet. And how about this? Now, at thy royal Bet Rivers or thy royal Play Sugar House in thy royal states of New Jersey and Connecticut, you can't play like any other player to score an anytime touchdown, but you can play any other player. That means any player not listed to score either the first or last touchdown of the game. Now, the prop king thinks it's more likely for the first touchdown scorer, Tennessee, to appear via trickeration than the last one. Tennessee's going to come out, probably try to get a lead, probably via some kind of crazy play. It's just the prop king's thought. So any other player, first touchdown for Tennessee, +2200.
Now, how many do you have to fade there? How many guys do you have to fade? Like, who's on the list ish? Like, how many guys?
Yeah, it's probably like 10. It's all like the offensive players, like sure. Westbrook and Keane and Chester Rogers.
So, what do you need to make that happen? Like, offensive lineman catches a touchdown?
Or like defensive player.
Defensive player.
Like someone like to catch a special teamer who's not going to be listed to catch a pass.
Yeah, maybe a receiver like way down on the depth chart, maybe. Obviously, there will be a few of them today. I don't know how many they're dressing, but they got to be dressing at least like three or four.
So any other player, first touchdown for Tennessee, plus 2,200. Now, again, Prop King is not suggesting this be empty thy royal coffers or thy royal mortgage or thy royal first child's college tuition on maybe some pizza or beer money. Maybe even less if you'd like. 22-1. I think it's worth a couple of shekels. The Prop King moves on here to thy royal South Beach. Snowed this morning in the Northeast. I'd love to go to
it's snowing right now out here. God, South Beach, please.
Please. To thy royal Panthers visiting thou royal Dolphins. Three props in this game. Was DMing with thy royal Rob Bazzola earlier in the week. One of our guests here on You Better joins us every single week, Pro Sports Better. And Rob was saying, I think he's 100% right. He thinks this is a smash spot for Christian McCaffrey in this game. Dolphins blitz at an extremely high rate. They're kind of back to that defensive formula that had served them well in the past under Brian Flores. Now, if the Dolphins are going to be blitzing, I think it makes sense for thy royal Christian McCaffrey to have thou royal awesome game in the passing game. Cam under pressure. Who's he going to do? Dump it off to McCaffrey in the flat because McCaffrey's awesome and he's open all the time. So McCaffrey, over 52.5 receiving yards. For Miami, I feel like Jaylen Waddle might get stuck on the outside on like Panther Island there, which is kind of close to Moron Island, I guess.
Yeah, they're all Mike like Gesicki. Archipelago. Yeah, that's
why. Is it archipelago or archipelago?
Archipelago? There's no way that's how it's pronounced. Really?
I think that's how I've always, how I feel like it should be pronounced.
Whatever.
That's what Archipelago. Mike Gesicki, over 42.5 receiving yards. And we've used this joke a lot on You Better You Bet, but it still holds. Unless your name is Kyle Rudolph, if you're a big white tight end, you play for the Miami Dolphins. Now, Adam Shaheen is out today for Miami, leaving them with two big white tight ends. One is Mike Gesicki, and the other is Durham Smythe. Durham Smythe, plus 650, anytime, touchdown. By the way, what do you? We got some line movement here with Dolphins and Panthers here, Ken.
Well, Bet Rivers, our show sponsor, is listing the game as a pick with Carolina, but everybody else is like 1 or 1.5. Now that is not a significant difference. Like capturing one, not amazing, but worth noting. Bet Rivers, like if you do like Carolina, getting a little bit better number at Bet Rivers than you do everywhere else right now.
Yeah, I wanted the three with Miami. I guess it's never gonna but we do have Dolphins teaser legs. Onto thy royal Eagles and thou royal Giants. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, Ken. But NFL Network's Ian Rappaport tweeting this morning that Dave Gettleman likely on his way out after the season for the Giants. Now, of course, that's great news. If you listen to me, you know that I've been calling for this for literally
the day. Could take us the rest of the show.
Right. You know, it's just like they may promote Kevin Abrams, who's the assistant GM, because that's great. Why wouldn't you want the assistance of the guy who's been screwing everything up for 4 years? Or they're going to let Joe Judge hire one of his cronies from New England. And like, I guess ostensibly, like Joe Judge would have full control of the organization at that point.
Imagine.
The Giants are screwed. I actually think this is like closer to the beginning than it is the end of like the dark ages the Giants find
themselves in. It's been a terrible decade.
And now in full control is the phys ed high school teacher Joe Judge running an NFL franchise.
Good luck. Players play dodgeball in the preseason.
Good luck. Next sentence, love the Giants today, plus 3.5 or plus love 4 against the Eagles. We'll talk about that in best bets. Two props here for this game. We played this one on Monday night. It cashed. And with Kadarius Toney, doubtful, Sterling Shepard not going to play in this game, Darius Slayton's going to get some deep balls here, you would think, from Daniel Jones. I mean, he always does. So Darius Slayton, over 38.5 receiving yards. All the Eagles props look pretty good to me in terms of yardage-wise. So only one is going to get played here, and that is going to be with Jordan Howard out. The Eagles running back by committee now consists of Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, and Ken Gainwell. The player with the longest odds to score a touchdown, Ken Gainwell, plus 500, anytime touchdown for the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see if we can sneak one more game in, and that'll be the Texans and the Jets. You know, I like the Jets in the game. I think this is a big game, Ken. Been saying it all week for Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson over 226.5 passing yards for thy royal Jets. And also with Michael Carter. Hey, Michael Carter, tell me where you been on IR. With Michael Carter out for the next three games, it's going to be Tevin Coleman and Ty Johnson. I wish I had used that joke earlier in the week because it's honestly really
good. Yeah, it's the first time we've heard it here on You Better You Bet. It's a good one. Yeah,
hey, Mr. Carter, tell me where you been on IR. We've been asking, we've been searching, we want to play your props. Anyway, he's out. So it's Tevin Coleman and Ty Johnson. I think Ty Johnson's better than Tevin Coleman. Ty Johnson, over 26.5 rushing yards. Moneyline Underdog Parlay coming up momentarily here, and then we'll get the teaser thoughts, actives, and inactives. Those will start to come out in about 10 minutes from right now at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. But we'll finish the props in rapid-fire fashion here. Ken, moving on to thy Royal Bucks and thou Royal Colts. The total in the game is 53. All the numbers are, like, pretty appropriately inflated. They all look pretty good. I guess, like, if people want to play Jonathan Taylor overs, they could, with the number being in the 70s. With Vita Vea expected to be back, I'm not going to do that, but I wouldn't begrudge anyone that wants to take Jonathan Taylor overs. So I've got three anytime touchdown props for this game in lieu of some yardage props. Ronald Jones, eight carries last week for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in place of Leonard Fournette. I think it makes sense for Tampa to try and keep Leonard Fournette fresh down the stretch by incorporating Ronald Jones more into the game plan. Jones scored a touchdown on Monday night against the Giants. So Ronald Jones plus 280 anytime touchdown. How about Miller time for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tyler Johnson? Like, not really doing much with the opportunity with Antonio Brown out. So Miller time for the Bucs, plus 400 anytime touchdown. And Mo Alie-Cox gets targets every week in the red zone and the end zone for the Indianapolis Colts. Mo Alie-Cox plus 500 anytime touchdown. So Ken, three anytime touchdown props for the Bucs and the Colts.
Yeah, I love it. I like you said, highest total on the board and over that's getting bet a lot. Yeah, could absolutely be a high scoring game. Obviously, weather optimal playing in a dome. Tampa offense probably going to keep clicking. I think Tampa really... they're still set up to go on one of those second half runs, like bye week, some problems around the bye week, lost a couple games, going to start to get healthier. I think it sets up for Tampa to have a really good, regular season finale, put up the best record. I really think that's going to happen.
The prop king has no props for the Falcons and the Jaguars because, like, who the hell knows who's going to get the ball? Like, Jaguars are saying they want to get LaVisca Chenault involved more. I'll believe it when I see it. And for the Falcons, we don't know if Cordarrelle Patterson's going to play. And if he doesn't, I mean, it's like Russell Gage and Olamide Zaccheaus and Kyle Pitts, I'm sure, is going to see double coverage. It's just tough. So the prop king is going to pass the Falcons and the Jaguars entirely. We move on to the Bengals and the Steelers. Ken, three props in this game. Let's go Chase Claypool over 53.5 receiving yards. Love me some Chase Claypool. I feel like his number needs to start with the 6 every single week. It doesn't. So Claypool over 53.5 receiving yards. With Ravery McLeod and Eric Ebron both out for the Steelers, I think the target tree is going to narrow. Deontay Johnson's obviously going to get a ton. Claypool's going to get some. Harris may get a lot. I know people are going to be chasing Najee Harris's production from the first game against Cincinnati when he was targeted 465 times by Ben Roethlisberger. I'd rather go to Pat Freiermuth. So Pat Freiermuth, over 38.5 receiving yards. And with the Steelers quietly allowing almost 5 yards per carry this season on the ground, and Joe Mixon, over 71.5 rushing yards. So three props for the Steelers, Ken, and the Bengals. You like any of those?
Yeah, the Mixon one makes sense. The Steelers rush defense thing that you brought up, I heard that it might have been last week or a couple weeks ago, but it hasn't been everywhere. Like, not a lot of people talking about the Steelers rush defense. And you know me, I'm big on the Joe Burrow pass yards under for the season. We're totally fine, honestly, like pretty much right on the number here. And this is the stretch where we expect him to have to start, a lot lower numbers, grinded out games, low totals, probably bad weather games. So I hope you're right. I hope you're right about Joe Mixon.
Also, I'm going to stop chasing Jamar's over receiving yards because he keeps going under. So we're going to leave that one alone. So no play on Jamar Chase here. So Mixon over 71.5 rushing yards, the one play on the Cincinnati Bengals. We move to Denver, where the Broncos host the Los Angeles Chargers. Two props here. Love both of them. Let's do Keenan Allen over 70.5 receiving yards. We've been playing big Mike Williams overs with a lot of success here, Ken. I don't want to play it because, like, I feel like we got a little lucky last week with the 53-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter at the end of the game. But Keenan Allen, double-digit targets in each of his last four games. So Keenan Allen, I think, can really abuse the middle of the field for the Denver Broncos defensively. So Keenan Allen over 70.5 receiving yards. And you know I love me some Jerry Jeudy. Jeudy over 47.5 receiving yards. In his first game truly back healthy 2 weeks ago against the Eagles, Jeudy had 9 targets. I think he could easily go over 47.5. So Ken, over Keenan Allen and over Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, crazy that that you would expect, like we said, we mentioned no weather games, like Lambeau maybe would be the weather spot. It's about to be December. Denver might have the best weather game of any. It's supposed to be like 65 degrees and sunny with no wind in Denver today, like one of the more bizarre things. So definitely, obviously that goes into the handicap. That's one of the reasons why the total is above the league average right now. Actually supposed to be a great day for football in Denver.
We will move on to the 49ers and thy Royal Vikings. Four props in this game. That always makes me a little nervous. We played the Debo receiving over last week, and it went under because Debo had like 1 million rushing yards. The prop king's take is that with Elijah Mitchell back, that Debo Samuel is going to be back involved in the receiving game and not as much running the football with Elijah back. So Debo Samuel over 68.5 receiving yards. Feel like that's a discount on Debo Samuel. With Brandon Ayuk playing a lot better for the San Francisco 49ers, it's opening things up for George Kittle, who sees a ton of target volume every week. So Kittle over 59.5 receiving yards. Justin Jefferson, absolutely dominant as of late. You know he's going to command a lot of coverage from San Francisco, which means we will continue to be in the Prop King segment. Worked for us last week. Hooked on a Thielen. Adam Thielen over 58.5 receiving yards. And if Dalvin Cook, we're going to line him under 80, over 77.5. It's just easy. Like, I have to play Dalvin Cook over. So, Ken, those four props for the Niners and the Vikings.
Are you surprised the Debo Samuel number continues to be where it is? Like, honestly, I mean, I know it's like kind of a shtick on the show to be like, well, we're going to play it over every week no matter what. I mean, it's pretty crazy. Like, what is he, second in receiving yards in the league right now? Something second like receive, that.
Well,
I mean,
he went up because he went under because he had like a billion rushing yards last
week. Right, but he had like 200 total yards last week. Basically, he's had a lot of yards on the ground. Just the usage is just insane for him. And again, like that sets up to be very high scoring. I'm not surprised that you're on the Debo Samuel over. Let's put it that way.
Two more games for us to hit in the Royal Prop King segment. So the Rams and the Packers. Darrell Henderson before the bye had been ceding work to Sony Michel in the run game. I think it makes sense, right? Rams are gearing up for a Super Bowl run. Draft capital for Sony Michel to get Sony Michel a little more involved. Now, I'm not saying he's going to have a billion rushing yards here, but Sony Michel plus 275 anytime touchdown. And Ken, I actually feel like, and this is going to sound a little nuts, I think the number for Odell Beckham is way too low here. Like, I know he disappointed right in the first game against the 49ers, but he had been on the team for like 24 hours at that point, coming off the bye, couple weeks of practice, Robert Woods with the ACL, Odell Beckham over 39.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, totally agree. You know, obviously we have the Stafford injury report. That doesn't make you feel great. We have the weather report. That doesn't make you feel great, but a pretty crazy number for a team that likes to throw the ball a lot and has had a lot of success doing so. I totally agree with you on that number.
And we will move one prop on Sunday Night Football. And like, a lot of props are not offered yet for this game because we don't have an official that Marquise Brown is going to play. We don't have an official that Kareem Hunt is going to play. So not a lot of props are offered right now. But one that I really like, and I'm kind of trying to decide between the both of them because the Ravens get slammed by opposing tight ends. Want to give a hat tip to our pal Evan Silver from Establish the Run, who comes on our show every week, who brought this up in his matchups column on EstablishTheRun.com, talking about the Ravens getting killed by tight ends. So it's really like choosing between David Njoku and Austin Hooper. I think Njoku is just more talented. And I feel like with the Browns desperate for playmaking and playmakers on offense in the passing game, I like Njoku over 17.5 receiving yards. And Ken, unless you have a thought on that, that'll be it for the Prop King here, Week 12 NFL Sunday.
I think I'm good. I think I'm good if we want to move on. What do you want to do next? I was just checking for line moves on the board just to see if we had any other kind of further updates on stuff. We gave out a bunch of the line moves to start the show, then did it again about 10 minutes ago. Looks like a lot of the numbers are kind of holding. The only thing that looks a little interesting, a little movement on Indianapolis in some spots. So this was 3 the entire day. I didn't think 2.5 minus 110 was ever going to come back, and it hasn't. But the line's starting to become more 2.75. So if you want Indianapolis at 3, you got to pay more. If you want Tampa at 2.5, you got to pay more. Interesting to see a little bit of Indianapolis money here as we're about 90 minutes from kickoff. I would say that's the most notable thing on the board right now. Everything else kind of holding steady.
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to see what else we got here. And then we'll get to the money line underdog parlay momentarily. You better, you bet. We can bring the music down. Prop King's done. Brilliant BetQL Network on this Week 12 NFL Sunday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here, taking you up until 12 p.m. Eastern time. Best bets coming up about 10 minutes from right now. Ken, at Bet Rivers, at least, the Eagles have hit 4. As you said earlier, Panthers-Dolphins is essentially a pick 'em right now. Panthers minus a half over at Bet Rivers. Texans-Jets is 3. Bengals have settled in at a 4-point favorite against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that's pretty much it. Ravens 3.5 still, but it's close to 3 at Bed Rivers with the Ravens
right.
And the Browns.
And no quarterback news. So, I mean, like for people that remember our shows the last, 3 weeks, basically, about half the games on the board had really dicey quarterback situations where even coming into the Sunday show, we weren't entirely sure what was going to happen. And that caused the game day markets to be wild in terms of how a lot of the numbers moved. Kind of the starting point for that, I guess you could say, was like that Dallas-Minnesota Sunday night game with Dak was like the first big one that we had. And that was one of like 20 between then and now, basically. This week, a lot more quiet, you know, in terms of line moves. If there's not going to be a lot of significant injury announcements, there aren't going to be a lot of line moves. It's going to be, you know, half point here, half point there, not a lot to report. And I think, you know, not surprising then with the lack of quarterback injuries that we're seeing a pretty, you know, quiet board, basically only a couple moves.
All right. We were going to empty the kitchen sink now here on You Bet Countdown to kick off. We'll get to teaser thoughts momentarily and survivor thoughts momentarily. Oh, this is a pretty interesting one. Cordarrell Patterson in going to be active. Tyler, just confirm that with me, that Cordarrell Patterson is going to be active for today's game. That's huge for the Falcons, obviously, giving them another playmaker. Yep, that's official. Cordarrell Patterson going to be active today for the Falcons. That number is currently 2. I actually think that number could tick up. Like Patterson, I think not a spread impact player normally, but Ken, off of the conversation we had in hour number 1, without Calvin Ridley, Ridley and like no other weapons on offense outside of Kyle Pitts, I feel like the Falcons going to attract a little more interest now. Makes me feel better about my Falcons bet at -1, and I'm sure the same for you. We will continue bringing you the updated injury information here on Countdown to Kickoff. But Ken, why don't you hit us now with the underdog moneyline parlay here for week number 12 and your rationale behind it?
Yeah, I mean, and if you like to bet moneyline underdogs, and I mean, like, who doesn't? It's fun. You can obviously pair them together for a large multiplier. Not every week gives you great options. This week's a little interesting because the prices are going to be really small. All of the spreads are really small, so the moneyline dog prices are going to be small. Miami was one that I was thinking of including, and in a couple places now, it's basically like even, or you can't bet the moneyline because the spread is a pick. So obviously can't play Miami either. I think there are a lot of options, and it was actually tough to pare it down to three, and I'll give you a couple others if you want to consider it. Both New York teams are going to make the parlay this week. So I mentioned earlier the Jets money line. Little New York, New York, not solo. We're putting a third team with them, but I think both teams are a little more alive to win their games than the market expects. Jets plus, I mean, Houston, you know, a team facing Houston being plus anything will attract some interest, I think, especially in a parlay like this. Probably more of a coin flip game. Zach Wilson, what is he going to be as a quantity, positive or negative? It makes a lot of sense. So Jets are in. Giants are in, although I think the Giants can win. I think Philly's going to win this game by like 1, 2, or 3 so much of the time. It's going to be so heartbreaking. But like,
going to be awesome.
I think the number's wrong, then I have to play it. So Giants would be an inclusion. And then, speaking of teams that like to lose in agonizing fashion, can I interest you in the Minnesota Vikings also? Those are three games where, you know, in two of them, I have a side. I like the Jets a little bit on just on the money line. We talked about that earlier in the week. So those three. Now, if you're like, okay, well, if you think the Giants are going to lose by 1, 2, or 3, can you give me something else to maybe play? You have a ton of options. I don't hate playing the Packers now at some of the prices I just saw money line wise. Now, like, I'm not saying bet them +1.5 or +2. I see a couple +125s, a couple +122s with the Packers at home in a game where we know Stafford's, you know, playing with injuries. I think that's kind of interesting as something if you want to think about including that as well. That would be one where I would go. And then I know one that Nick would probably get behind. And, you know, I think I'm going to be on Baltimore in this game, but Cleveland has attracted a ton of interest. They're live in the game. You could easily say that at a minimum in a field goal game. And they're a very good team. So did not include those, but some other options there. Denver would be another option. Obviously, you can consider too. As that gets to like 3 and through 3, maybe I end up playing Denver in that game too. But Jets, Giants, Minnesota. Those are going to be the three for me. The good news is if you disagree, man, you have a ton of options this week to just kind of mix and match some stuff. Small spread games could mean really fun red zone today, could mean really fun witching hour, could also mean really fun, you know, small dogs winning outright. I think a lot of that's very possible.
Corey Davis is inactive for the Jets. Does that change how you feel about the game at all? I'm guessing no, but figure out.
No, he's downgraded to doubtful last night. Yeah, even when I did some radio earlier today, I kind of felt like he wasn't going to play. Now, obviously, like, you'd like the Jets more with him playing, but I mean, man, Elijah.
Because he had the report,
awesome,
exactly.
By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see.
Yes, but Moore hasn't done it with Wilson.
Right, correct.
Like, he's only done it with Flacco. That doesn't mean he can't. Like, he could. I mean, I still like the Jets because I feel like the Texans should never be three against anybody. But yeah, just.
Right. You know who can have success against Houston? Any receiver. Like, literally anyone. Like,
you, me, Tyler, Shea, Zabski.
Right. You know who can have success against the Jets? Any offense, like literally any offense. So, which, you know, maybe is a prelude to a bet that we'll be giving out in the next segment for me.
Like that. I'll probably tell you on that. I would replace Minnesota with Cleveland because I like San Francisco in the game, Niners and Vikings, and I like the Browns. So I would do Browns, Giants, Jets, but, you know, Ken wins a lot of these. So, you know, you'd probably go with him. So Minnesota,
witching
Giants,
hour going to be lit today. You can already tell. Yesterday was great in college football, small spread games. Witching hour going to be really good today.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome for me. You know, the buttered rolls and crying babies. It's going to be awesome.
Buttered rolls and crying babies. It's great. It's a great, it sounds like a song title or something.
Yeah, really depressing one.
Title of your upcoming
officially,
memoir. Yeah.
Officially active today. Cordarrelle Patterson, which was kind of touch and go there. So Patterson, again, in for the Falcons. Saquon Barkley was expected to play. He is active today for the Giants as they host the Eagles. Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson active for the Patriots, as are Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. All expected. Vita Vea active for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is great news for the Bucs defense. Bad news for Jonathan Taylor specifically. And then the Indianapolis Colts. Offense, inactive today. Corey Davis and Kadarius Toney, both expected, both were doubtful. Kyle Rudolph, also for the Giants, listed as doubtful, not going to play. Auden Tate, inactive for the Bengals. Deion Jones, inactive for the Atlanta Falcons. I think those are the notable ones. And Sterling Shepard out, but we knew that already, for the New York Giants. Okay. Yeah. So nothing, I guess, really earth-shattering there. Patterson in, I think, would be the biggest one for the Falcons. And we'll talk about that line movement on the other side. Have you seen anything there? Have the Falcons started taking any money here, Ken? Do we know?
I haven't seen a lot of line moves. I would just say, that number is still like 1.5-2. Just teaser real quick for me. We alluded to some of this stuff earlier, but I think Broncos are a good leg, obviously. Miami is a good leg, but I think that number's kind of gone away a little bit. Packers, I think, are a good leg. So I think a bunch of good teaser options. Dogs through 3-7, what you want to target today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.